This is the SML Podcast.
I need to know when it is recording.
No, you don't.
Remember, we've gone through this because I won't start the introduction otherwise, and I'll always delete out when you do the introductions.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Well,
or at least I'll mess with you with it.
I guess. I don't know.
See? Because I know how to keep it sounding all cool and casual.
Is that what you're going for every time?
Yeah.
Really?
So, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
This is the SML Podcast, and we have a special guest today via the Skypers. He's been hoping to get on the show in a while. He has been listening for a good long time, and he even submitted into our Name the Show contest.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
Joe Stratman, a.k.a. Henry Jones.
Hi there.
Hello.
What's up?
It seems like every time you guys like are doing some kind of podcast, I'm like busy working, or and the moment I get on vacation, it's just like we're recording a podcast, and I am so not home right now. So hopefully my crappy phone doesn't conk out on me.
You have heard our other episodes, correct?
I was going to say, you really don't have to worry about audio quality with us. That's the least of our worries. We barely come up with content.
Like, true.
Yes.
Like, you are this week's content. Now, it's make
all,
a show.
It's all about you, Joe.
Yes.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Talk.
just talk. You know what? I want to know, how hard has the Diablo bug bitten you, Joe?
It's not
bitten me at all. I generally stay away from Blizzard stuff. It just comes from... The one deal I have with my girlfriend is that I will never be on World of Warcraft or anything Blizzard does.
Well, I just can't do the subscriptions. Otherwise, I would probably give that game a shot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Diablo, you essentially just buy the copy of the game and you're ready to roll.
Yep. So I'm going to make the mandate now, as is with all the parties that we've had, that Mr. Stratman and I have both been at. He is Henry. I am Joe. Otherwise, it gets too confusing too quick.
I'm always the other Joe, or call him something else.
Call him Henry.
I will try to remember that.
Well, his Skype name is Henry Jones. It shouldn't be too hard to call him Henry Jones.
Nope, says Joe Stratman.
Well, his ID was... Shut the fuck up.
That's what it says on my screen.
It says, shut the fuck up.
My Skype name is Henry Goodstats Jones, which there's a story there, but the name I use on the is my actual name.
There you go.
See, there's
your answer.
There we go. So, okay, so he's still Henry.
Joe, I'm just like, I'm so proud of you, Joe.
What, I am currently doing a podcast while playing Diablo?
And you're level 65.
I am almost there. I'm almost 66, too.
I'm so proud of you.
You should be.
I'm very.
See, I have liked the Diablo games. I'm sure that when I'm done, I'm not going to do 12 different characters.
You don't have to do 12. I mean...
like you.
You could do, like, 5. Or 6.
Maybe I'll do 6 because there's an achievement for getting all of the classes level 70.
Yep.
And maybe one of them will be hardcore on like super easy mode.
Well, you know that there's achievements for having 2 level 70s of each, right?
No, I'm talking like actual...
You said
actual,
achievements, now Joe Cam is interested.
I said actual, like, Xbox achievements.
Oh, I don't know how the... I'm just talking about the in-game achievements.
Yeah, you're talking about the in-game challenges.
Right. Like, I don't know... I don't know how those relate to the Xbox ones, because I...
They relate to suck a dick. How about that?
So uncalled for.
That was very called for. I don't know what you're talking about. Have you not listened to our show before, Chris?
But it was unprovoked, Joe.
No, it was clearly provoked.
But it wasn't.
It was provoked because you're shaking the couch.
I'm shaking the chair that you're not sitting on.
That is assault. No, your knee was on the couch.
Barely.
So, Henry, tell us about who you are and what you do and why the listeners should care about you.
I've been a lot of things, actually. Currently, I am a director of television news at a station that will go unnamed because our social media policy prevents me from doing so. So I do not represent them in any form or capacity at this moment.
Got it.
Unfortunately.
A long, long time ago, I used to be an intern for an anime magazine, which, yeah, nobody cares about the intern, but, you know.
We cared about you, Henry.
It's a thing I did one time.
Intern is another name for coffee bitch.
Yes.
From what I understand.
I thought that's just for actors.
Or somebody who renamed themselves Wolf Princess just screwed up their copy, and you have to write 3 pages of copy for them in one day.
Good job, Wolf Princess. Whoever you are.
That actually happened.
Wolf
So
Princess.
Tell us about this Wolf Princess.
I'm intrigued.
Don't know. It was some freelance writer who usually handled it, and it was their first big job besides, you know, you get a paragraph in the corner on page 77. And it was just, what are the new releases? You know, write up a little something about each one. And they couldn't do it in a month. So the magazine was getting edited in a day, and they needed like 3 pages of very small print typed up. And there's like, hey, intern, get in here.
Nice.
You have anything to do today? Well, you do now.
Well, you do now, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Are you satisfied, Joe?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah.
I'm okay. So yeah. What other titles have you held?
The thing is, when my old job, they gave me a new title every month. So sometimes I'd be the intern of Monte Cristo, and my favorite one was Street Intern Alpha 2.
Street Intern Alpha 2. Is that like Street EX Fighter plus Alpha 2?
And yeah. And the sad thing is, I am not good at fighting games. And then when there's a game like, say, Persona 4 Arena, where there are a lot of bailouts for people who are not good at fighting games, I get lovely messages from people who tell me I should learn how to play the game right.
Well, if you would learn how to play it right, you wouldn't get comments like that.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck, Henry?
Speaking of fighting games, slight bit of news.
Speaking of fighting games, I just beat Adria in De Burbler.
Fighting games.
Hey, I had to fight her.
Yeah, you did. You did.
So,
anyway, speaking of fighting games, little bit of news that I read this morning. A Pokemon fighting game?
I briefly heard about that.
I saw, like, it looks like it would be fighting style similar to, like, Tekken. Like, it looked very, like, Tekken Soul Calibur-esque.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Lucario and Machamp.
Perkamern, Furtengerm.
Yeah, it looked awesome. So, I mean, it was obviously just like, you know, some development stuff. Like, it just, you know, it wasn't full game play, anything like that. But
yeah,
it looked like it was in-game fighting and that kind of stuff. But
it was incredibly confusing to witness. I'll say that.
Yeah, because I'm like, I looked at the post and I'm like, wait, really? Like, that's what?
That's the huge announcement? Perkamern, Furtengerm?
Yeah. There's no slated Eastern release. Right now, it's just going to be in, I guess, Japan or Tokyo or one of those.
Oh, go figure.
One of those Asian persuasions. But I don't know which one particularly.
Henry, are you excited about Pokemon's fighting?
Considering my least like fighters on Smash Brothers Brawl are the Pokemon fighters, not really.
Do you got beef with Pikachu?
Well, Pikachu is kind of cheap sometimes, actually.
That's why I love Pikachu.
Yeah. Speaking of Smash
Brothers,
seriously,
Pikachu is my main, so I don't give a fuck.
Speaking of Smash Brothers, I was actually playing that last night, trying to figure out who I want to attempt to main when it comes to Smash Brothers, because I've never actually sat and thought about it. And I think, what is it? Is it Ike and Marth are the two, like, is that who I'm thinking of?
I don't know. Who are you thinking of? I cannot read your mind.
They have, they have a style that's similar to Link. Like, they have the swords and stuff. I don't know what games they're from, but
Fire Emblem.
Yeah. Fire Emblem?
Yeah. But is it Ike and Marth? Are those the two?
Ike, Marth.
Was it the Wii U version?
Yeah.
Or the Wii version?
The Wii version, yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Then I think it was Ike and Marth. Because wasn't Roy in Melee?
Yes.
Thinking is
one
hard.
One of those two was the one that I was using last night, and I really enjoyed.
Thinking is
whichever
so hard.
One, whosever picture is underneath of the two.
That's even more helpful right now.
Well, for some people, they'll know what I'm talking about. So, yeah.
Don't they have a Femme Ike clone in the new Smash Brothers that you can play as instead of Ike?
Maybe. I know there's a dark... Is it Dark Marth? Is there a Dark Marth, I think?
God, I don't know. There's so many characters, and the fact that they just had, like, a character potential leak,
yeah,
doesn't help matters.
I know.
Because now we don't know what's real and what's not. But if it is real, I am absolutely psyched as shit to play as the Duck Hunt dog. Like, I will lose my shit if
that.
I get to... Oh, my God. Pull it up online.
Because
It might even be on that page there. Just scroll down a bit.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that.
Oh, my Lord.
But I want to see it now.
Shulk from Xenoblade is supposed to be one of the characters, which I would also be psyched about, because that's pretty badass.
As long as they calm down his voice. That I love Xenoblade, but the one thing is they talk too much during battles, and you can't shut them off.
But then you wouldn't hear their British accents.
That's like, oi!
Crikey, what are you doing? We're going to fight ya!
All right, I'm going to search it here.
That's a wicked googly.
Use the Googles and do the Google searchy thing. What are you doing? Looking for the keyboard directly in front of you?
No, I was looking back for a counter argument, but...
And what kind of counter argument?
Don't be a dick.
You're a dick. Ha ha, I got you, fucker.
Yeah, thanks. What, so, leaked Smash Brothers roster?
I guess. Smash leak, maybe? Oh. You know how the internet works. Just fucking use it.
Sorry, I had to put the microphone down.
You're a microphone.
You just have to find the right series of tubes.
I'm trying. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, if that's real, I'll be excited.
Holy shit, that would be so cool. The fucking Duck Hunt dog.
How awesome would that be? A lot of people have issues with that, though.
Wait, who's the one to the right of that?
Rob, the robot. What? Wasn't Rob in Smash before?
He was in Brawl.
Yeah, okay.
And then one of the gripes that people have with the legitimacy is look at Game & Watch and look at his hand.
Yeah.
The hand is going into Wario's frame.
Yeah.
But like the actual models themselves look legit. Like the Duck Hunt dog and the duck, Bowser Jr.
Bowser Jr., yeah.
I hope it's real. I really do. And then there's rumors that they're going to have DLC characters as well, which fucking sign me up. I'll get all of them.
Yeah, totally.
I'm still sad that we have never gotten any Mario Kart DLC, and I don't count the BMW or Mercedes.
I didn't download that yet, actually.
Yeah, I need to get back into Mario Kart 8 myself.
I thought that comes out tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That'd probably be
part of the patch.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, this...
Henry, have you seen about the leak, the Smash leak that was out?
Did he?
Yeah. Henry, did you hear about the leak?
I heard a little bit about it. I was camping yesterday, so
oh my God,
I was
you a little such away a nerd.
From civilization. Wait a minute, this can't so be. I missed a day of news, and I apparently missed everything.
Oh wait, no. All right, I was gonna say, I'm like, wasn't there supposed to be like five Fire Emblem people? And then I like, and then I looked, and I'm like, oh, there they all are.
Yeah, that's another issue, is that like all the characters for the series aren't grouped together.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? That doesn't mean anything.
That's not a nail in the coffin, because the earlier Smash Brothers games, until all the characters were unlocked, there would be random ones here and there as well. But
right.
Even still, those are like drastically far away from where they should be.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I have no idea.
Shit's bananas.
All I know is if it isn't real, Nintendo is getting on the phone to all those people who are printing millions of copies of Smash Brothers for the 3DS now, and it's like, stop, we got one more thing.
Shit, we fucked this up, man.
Duck Hunt, dog, that's genius. Why didn't we think of that?
I just can't imagine, like, because it's the like, I think the picture itself, like just the profile picture of the Duck Hunt dog is what's bothering me, because like
he looks stoned.
Well, that, and he's looking up to the duck, and it's like, hey, we're friends, like we're buddies. no, like you play that game and you know the dog hates the shit out of those ducks.
It's, well, then that's like Mario playing golf with Bowser.
Everybody has leisure activities.
But together?
Yep, you know, keep your enemies close.
Like, I tried to kidnap my girl 5,000 times, but let's play tennis.
Like, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. So, I mean,
that's
I
what
know.
The dog's
maybe
doing.
Just, maybe they're going out for golf, because then he can keep an eye on them, and he's not stealing his
phone. The dog's phone rang. He's like, hey, we want you in the new Smash Brothers. And the dog's like, what the fuck? I'm a dog. You realize that, right? Like, at least with Ice Climbers, there's two of them. Then they're like, go find a friend. I know one other thing, being on this planet, and it's a duck that I routinely celebrate its murder. Like, who do you want me to find? One. Find the duck.
Bring the duck. It's a party. Let's
do what you got to do, son.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, that picture is just driving me nuts, because it's just, no, man, like, that can't be right. Like, it just can't be right.
I hope it is. And even Shulk from Xenoblade, that would make my day if that was legit. Because it shows that Nintendo actually is going to acknowledge that series.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't know. The funny thing is, I'm just looking at this roster and I'm just realizing, like, this is going to be so fucking good.
Yeah, and it's going to be a huge roster.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about. And if DLC is true, that's even better.
Dude, yeah, because then we'll have even more people.
Because people are saying, like, well, why aren't Ice Climbers on that list? They've been veterans for two of the games now, and allegedly they're one of the DLC characters.
Hmm.
Alleged. We don't know.
Right. See, the other thing that's throwing me off a little bit, too, is just the fact that, like, now I'm real, like, I keep forgetting, like, this is the 3DS version. So, I mean, like, because I'm looking at this screen right here, and that's for the top and the bottom,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense now. But, like, even still, I mean, I don't know.
What?
Would they really leave, like, that top screen that cluttered?
They could. I mean, it's not necessarily cluttered, because they're just icons. And people, one of the things people were griping about was the fact that they didn't have names under the images. And there's a good chance that if it's legit, they remove the names because of how icons there are, how many icons there are.
It's possible. I don't know.
Who knows? Only time will tell, and the game comes out shortly.
Yeah, what, like a month or so? Right? Less than a month.
Although there was some confirmed news about Smash Brothers about how the 3DS version will have sound test mode, and you can, if you close your DS, you can still play the music on it.
What? Yeah,
I love that news. That was so awesome to hear.
That's neat.
You know how older games, they'd have sound test and you could just play songs?
Yeah.
This one, it's pretty much like the iDS. or something.
Oh.
You could start a song. It even has shuffle. You close the screen, and in sleep mode, it's just a music player. You could use the triggers to like skip forward and backward.
Songs? Wow. Yeah. That's neat.
Yeah, it looks awesome. So that looks like something you could fall asleep to quite a bit.
Yeah, totally.
And they also announced the composer list, which it's not very surprising. I mean, it's still Yasunori Mitsuda and Yuzo Koshiro and a whole bunch of Nintendo talent.
Weren't there like 40 composers?
Brawl was really surprising because that was a crap ton of people. But, now you look at it, it's like, yeah, it's all right.
It's a cute list. Is this something like 40 composers, though, are working on Smash?
Yeah.
Which is
thereabouts. I didn't actually count because there were so many of them.
All I know is the soundtrack's going to be awesome.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
That's a given, essentially.
Oh, why isn't that game out yet?
I know, right? I just want to play it. Like, after playing the Wii Smash last night, I was just like, fuck, like, I can't wait for this new one. Like, it's going to be great. I'm on the hype train. The hype train is real.
Get hype.
Sadly, I'm going to have to like avoid getting the DS one because my game reserves are all booked up. I have like no money to get the 3DS Smash, and I'm just going to have to wait for the Wii U Smash Brothers.
Well, sell your body on the street.
I don't know how long of a delay it's going to be between both of them, but I do want to get the 3DS Smash just for like, you know, going to MAGFest and stuff like that.
Where like,
could you imagine just the impromptu like Smash battles that are going to be happening? God. Like,
it's a shame that Smash comes out in October and 8.5 is in September.
I know. I'm just thinking about how many more like street passes I'm going to get. Because like I pretty much almost finished all of my street pass puzzles within the entire weekend of MAGFest.
Yeah.
And I had like none of them completed. Yeah,
I can't wait for MAGFest just to get puzzles again.
I haven't even opened my 3DS in like ages.
Which, by the way, for regular listeners who listened to last week's show and got a kick out of the fact that Kyle Gatto broke the news of him not going on the air.
Yep.
His slot has been filled by a non-Kyle Gatto. So don't fear. We are still good.
It's just the rules of nature, Joe.
And Kyle's still a dick.
Kyle, and stop calling. The position has been filled.
Kyle Gatto is still a Richard Mode.
Did he tag Richard Mode?
He did. He did tweet at him.
That's great.
I don't think he ever replied. I should look it up on Twitter right now.
Yeah, because I mean, like,
if Richard Mode ever replied.
Dude, if he just like, probably not. You figure the guy only comes on like once every like half a year.
He got tagged in a post. Maybe he's like, someone tweeted at me? This is interesting.
I forgot what Twitter is.
Richard Moe.
Some people
do.
I hardly ever post on my Twitter. I keep forgetting that I have it too. I hop on there, I'll like read some tweets from people that I care about, and then I'll just leave.
Nope, nothing.
Nothing?
God damn it.
I just think of a really stupid one line, and there's nowhere else to put it, so Twitter. There you go.
Yeah, pretty much. I have this very interesting idea that is under 160 characters.
40.
140 characters.
Yep.
Where can I put this?
Twitter. Or LiveJournal.
LiveJournal.
It's funny. The Twitter app on my iPad, like every so often, like every 10 tweets or something, it'll have some shitty promoted tweet by like Citibank or Cheetos or just some shit I don't give a fuck about. Like, I'm never going to use your airline. Stop promoting to me. I consider that spam. Yeah. So I block every single promoted tweet I see, except one. Last week was the first promoted tweet I did not block. I just looked at it. I'm like, I'll let that one go. It was Disney Fantasia from Harmonix.
Oh, do you?
So
there you go.
So I did not block Fantasia's promoted tweet.
As you should not.
Because I got the love for Harmonix.
Nice.
Very good. I'm proud of you, Joe.
Yes.
I do not have the next generation consoles yet, so I'm just going to have to settle for Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm curtain call.
Well, if you have a 360, Fantasia is going to be on there as well.
Okay, cool.
Oh yeah,
I just don't have the, you know, Xbox with the Xbone, I should say.
Yeah,
with Kinect and all that fun stuff. Well, I will not have money for that for a very long time.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a 360 and a Kinect, you're still good to play Fantasia.
Yeah, I don't have Kinect for that either.
I'm sure you could go to a yard sale and find one for $6.
Yep. Sounds about right.
No one cares about the Kinects anymore.
Nobody's holding on to those, really.
Yeah, I stopped going to yard sales after they stopped selling their old Super Nintendos, and I found old Rare games that they sold for $5 and had no idea. It's just like, they're... Goodbye. Thank you.
Johnny's video games aren't worth anything.
There you go.
And then you find Nintendo World Championship cartridge gold selling on eBay for like $45,000.
Thanks,
Johnny.
Sucks to be you, Johnny. Yuck.
Oh, my God. So what are you playing, Mr. Jones?
I'm playing my portables right now. Right now I have Silent Hill Book of Memories, which I picked up for like exceptionally cheap from some guy in Iowa. But it's, you know, it's a dungeon crawler Silent Hill game. And
that sounds like fun and nope.
Me, but if you accept the fact that it's complete blasphemy to Silent Hill, it's kind of fun. And it's like, how did they put this idea across to them and say, oh, this is okay, we'll do this? Because it's just like, once you start from the class system, you know you're in trouble. Because, you know, think of what the class is. You, like, some kind of mage or something, or, you know, maybe trucker or something, I don't know. But the ones they have are bookworm, jock, goth, and other such things.
Yeah, it's pretty much like high school, like, characters.
Okay, so are we playing a Silent Hill game, or are we playing a Saved by the Bell RPG?
Yes.
Both.
Saved by the Hill.
So, yeah, so I'm like, okay, you're going to play it like that game, are you? So I'm going to get the bookworm, I'm going to get the checkered sweater vest, and, you know, when the biggest, dorkiest glasses I can find. And when all the Silent Hill nurses are being beaten by a nerd with his bare fists, they shall look onto the sweater vest in no fear.
Now, what are your thoughts on the game? Because I played it when it first came out. I actually reviewed it, I think, for the Gaming Vault. Shows you how old that is. And I loved the concept of the game, but I couldn't stand the game because of how cheap it was. I know since I did the review, they put out a patch that supposedly fixed a lot of the balance issues with the game. Like, many times I would die in the game because there's traps hidden around. And by hidden around, I mean you couldn't see them at all. There was no hint that they existed.
Right.
Some of the traps would instantly kill you. Just instant. There's no way to survive it. And other ones would slow you to an absolute crawl to the point that you couldn't dodge attacks. You couldn't move from attacks. And monsters would just slaughter you while you were slowed down in a trap. So how is it playing for you?
It's playing all right. I haven't gotten into the instant death traps. I've gotten to the slow ones. They only work for about, I want to say, 10 seconds, and the AI is kind of crappy. So how you get slaughtered depends on if they're like aiming at you, which half the time they aren't, because there'll be infighting between the light and darkness. I believe it's like blood and light enemies who will just attack each other and not care about you until you start slaughtering them. And I've found some traps which take 3 hit points off if you run into them. And depending on if you're like slanted towards blood or light, some traps will heal you and some traps will just sap your life.
Huh.
So, I mean, it's played all right. My only thing is it is a tedious dungeon crawler. It's, you basically do the same thing every single level. I mean, I know that's kind of a typical dungeon crawler, but it's just the puzzles are exactly the same. Essentially, the enemies you fight are exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
Yeah, if it didn't have the like the absolute game breaking issues that I thought it had, I would. It's something like a 6 or a 7, like something that if you find it cheap, it's worth giving a shot.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that's why I was actually. That's what I've heard about. What is it, Darksiders, something like that.
I love Darksiders.
It's pretty cheap. I've never actually given it a shot, but I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, like, I've never heard anything really bad about it, so I'm not sure where you're getting that comparison
from. I've heard a couple people say that they didn't really enjoy it.
Wow.
But the majority of people that I end up talking to, they're like, hell yeah, man. Like, it's a good time waster. Like, go in and really enjoy it and then get out. But I kind of, like, since I started working at GameStop again, there was somebody that came in with like within like an hour or 2 hours, like 4 or 5 different people came in and traded that game in.
Wow.
Which was weird. Cause I know they didn't get much for it.
Yeah.
No, it's not that expensive, but, it made me think about it cause I kind of wanted like some cheap game to play and, I don't know. I may pick it up. I might give it a shot. That might
The first one is like an M-rated Zelda game.
Cool.
Pretty much. The second one is like an open world M-rated Zelda game.
Okay.
So, yeah, check them out.
Okay.
Anyone who says that they suck or they're just tedious and boring aren't good gamers.
Okay.
And I wouldn't trust their judgment.
Okay. Then I will look forward to giving it a shot.
You should. Bitch, you bet it. I caught you.
Yeah, because I haven't really been playing... I haven't really been playing too much. I've been busy as fuck for the past couple days. So this is the first day that I've actually been able to just like sit and chill for a little while, you know?
Yeah.
Ever since Friday. So it's Tuesday for those.
That sounds brutal. You should tell Ashley. I bet she'll feel really bad for you.
No.
When she works 3.5 weeks without a day off.
No.
She's insane, though, so.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm going from, like.
Last week, I worked 10 of the last 11 days, so, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's just weird, like, going from, like, doing pretty much nothing to, like, having every waking moment of the past couple days, like, having to do something, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, like. Either I get nothing and I have all of the time in the world, or I have none of the time.
Yeah. I miss having a life. I really do.
You can do that. It's still a thing.
Not really. I'm in Danville without a car, without a job, no friends since you moved back up to Wilkes-Barre.
I'm still a friend, Joe.
No, you aren't. You're gone.
I'm still a...
You died.
I'm still a friend,
You've
Joe.
Died in my heart.
I'm still your friend.
Yeah.
At least I'm not like Tim.
True. Wah, wah. Weekly wah, wah. Tim.
Wah.
Tim is a thing.
Truth. What the fuck, potato?
Yeah, our cat's stupid.
Like, seriously, what the fuck?
So another weekly wah-wah is, have you heard of all the game networks getting attacked by hackers this week?
Yes. I've been seeing a lot of posts in the Diablo subreddit where it's just like, the guy will seriously put in the subjects, it's just like, fuck. And then, and like, the subject matter is just like, come on, server. Like... And it's like upvoted like hundreds of times. It's like, Jesus Christ.
So I don't remember what the hack group was, nor do I care, nor should we give them any form of publicity. But
Riot, Blizzard, and PlayStation, right?
Yeah, PlayStation. Apparently, they actually got PlayStation twice.
Yeah.
And they tried attacking Xbox, but they got like a little bit of problems on the 360 and nothing on Xbox One. They're like, hey, are you having problems signing in on the 360? Yeah, we're working on it. It'll give us like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you having problems logging into Diablo 3? Yeah, hit up Blizzard because they're not dealing with this well.
Yeah.
So that...
I'm sure Riot wasn't dealing with it any better.
That group with the DDoS attack didn't really hurt Microsoft too bad at all.
Nope.
So
nope. Pretty much not at all, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm kind of upset because I'm hoping there's not any issues by the time I get back to the house so I could start the download for the new Diablo patch. Because that's being released today.
Did you hear what they did with the airplane? The Sony Online Entertainment head, what the hell's his name? John Smedley had a flight.
Smedley.
And the hacker group actually tweeted at American Airlines saying that there's concern that there were explosives on the plane. Jesus. So they got the flight grounded.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the hell did John Smedley do to you?
Have a really terrible
last name. Smedley.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give him that one.
He sounds like a villain.
He's a Bond villain.
Smedley Whiplash.
Okay, he's a Bond parody villain.
There you go. I'm John Smedley.
I'm going to conquer the entire school.
Oh my god. Shit be bananas.
Video games.
Yes. So.
I don't know. My one other game I'm playing right now is Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D. Oh, speaking of which, to get room, I had to complete Bravely Default for Donkey Kong Country Returns, which meant I had to beat Bravely Default, which, yeah, it's a really good game up until chapters 5 through 8. And if JoeCam's, I'm not going to spoil it for JoeCam, but just, yeah, it's, that game really cheapens up how, like, pumping up its game length. I mean, it's a perfectly good 40-hour game that they put in, bump up to 60 hours.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot. That's completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
All I hear is
I wouldn't
like,
know. Whoop, whoop,
at the side of my headphones.
Yeah. I wouldn't know how long that game is.
Have you played the demo?
Nope. Wouldn't even know how long the demo is.
Did you know there's a free demo on the 3DS market?
I've heard. I think someone told me about that.
Once or twice.
That one time, you know, in passing at a party once.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, somebody was like, hey, you have a 3DS. Maybe you should get this free demo.
You might want to check something out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, they didn't tell me enough, so I forgot about it.
You should check it out. It's a free demo. Do you know how much that costs? Nothing.
$20.
No, that's Killer Instinct.
$20.
Now we're rolling out all the memes.
Oh, man. Flashlights.
Yeah, we have our own.
Flashlights.
I had somebody at the store ask me about Dark Souls 2.
Oh, God.
They're like, what's this game about? I'm like, you should totally get it. It's worth it.
Do you hate your life?
I'm like, you'll get a ton of gameplay out of it. It'll last you a long time.
Then they came in the next day, and you're like, you need to fire that son of a bitch. My son killed himself trying to play.
Yeah, the guy was just like fishing for like any kind of game recommendations. I was like, you should get Dark Souls.
You should have explained it to him.
Nope. He's like, yeah, I've heard about that. I heard that was really good. I'm like, yeah, you should totally get it.
2 days later, he comes back with a gun.
Where's that motherfucker with the backwards cap?
I can't wear a hat where I'm working, Joe.
I know. That was an identifier joke.
Well, it doesn't work because I don't wear a hat when I'm working.
Well, I'm sure when you leave work, you put it on.
If I'm going to take the time to do my hair so that I look okay for work, I'm not going to carry around a hat.
How do you do your hair? I legitimately want to know how you style your hair.
I do.
Your short hair.
It's long on the top. It's styled.
It's styled. Okay.
God damn it.
Okay.
I care about my appearance, Joe.
Okay.
More than I should.
Okay. Okay.
Video games.
There hasn't been much news this week.
No, there's been nothing. It's really like
the Pokemon
fighting. Yeah, it's the Pokemon fighting game.
There was big news. Google is not buying Twitch.
No,
Amazon bought them. The rumor for so long, Google's going to buy Twitch. Oh, Amazon bought them. Never mind.
Yeah. Do you think some
They just bought them.
Yes, do you think there's going to be some policy changes with them running it?
I don't. Maybe they'll revert their old policies back to their old policies because the new ones are such bullshit.
I'm curious.
So many people are leaving Twitch.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing it too. I was thinking about going to Hitbox.
Yeah, everyone's talking about Hitbox.
Yeah.
The only problem is there's not a Hitbox app for the Xbox One.
I don't have that problem.
The only time I watch Twitch is on the Xbox One.
It's fair.
Like I never have the itch to, let me fire up my computer and hop onto Twitch, sit at my uncomfortable computer chair.
I put it on my iPad.
Hunched over.
I have it on my iPad.
Yeah. You would.
Yeah.
I don't think they have chat on the iPad, though, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Is it a Twitch app?
Yeah.
Oh, because I just browse onto the site, and it's like, you need Adobe. And I'm like, fuck you. Nah, I'm not getting Adobe.
Nah, you just need the app. The app works well. I normally, like, if I'm doing a stream, I'll have the chat of my channel up on my iPad while I'm doing the regular streaming.
Yeah. You know, when you're actually paying attention to the chat and not pulling up walkthroughs for Metal Gear.
Well, maybe I wouldn't have to do that if the research was already done.
Are you blaming Tim for something?
Maybe.
Gasp.
Gasp.
So speaking of Dark Souls, the new DLC's out today.
Oh yeah.
Crown of the Iron King, and it's $10.
What is it, just like a added like storyline?
I guess. It's the second bit of Dark Souls DLC.
Oh, there was one before that.
Yeah. I haven't played the DLC because I suck enough at the regular game.
Yes. I was going to say, did you actually make it through the game so that you'd be able to use the DLC?
Not at all. That's why I didn't get a season pass for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't get a season pass for that either.
Fuck that.
There's no reason. Although I will say I'm still really disappointed in myself that I still haven't finished the Borderlands DLC. Borderlands 2.
Yeah, I need to do that as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely fucking up on that end.
Well, if you had it for 360, I'd offer to play with you, but
I'm getting the pre-sequel on 360.
I still don't know if I'm getting the pre-sequel because there's so much other shit coming out, and I never beat Borderlands 2, all the DLC, so who knows?
But if you get it, we could play it together.
I've heard that twice before about games.
Fuck you, Joe. No, but this one legitimately, like, it is a download code. It is not a physical CD. Like, I won't be able to trade it. Like,
you'll find a way.
No. It'll be tied to my account.
I was going to get Borderlands, but I sold the code so I could buy some new drumsticks.
No.
So I could buy a Steam card.
And I also would not sell the code because I am getting it as a gift.
Mm. That means it's 100% profit if you sell it.
No, that's not right. It's not like that.
Henry, are you picking up Borderlands pre-sequel? Is that on your holiday list?
I I don't think so. I own Borderlands 2 on my Mac, and I got it off the PlayStation Network when it was a free game of the month, but which means I can't play with you, Joe Cam. I'm sorry.
Yep, you're son of a bitch.
I mean, two strikes.
You son of a bitch.
I still need to play Borderlands 2. I know it's good and all that stuff, but...
That was phenomenal. It was one of my favorite games, period, in the past, like... No, actually, I'll just stick with it's one of my favorite games, period.
You would.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just need to get around to it. It's... I got during the Steam holiday sale, and then you buy 10 games, and then you get to two or three of them, and you maybe complete one.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that issue. But that's my main issue with like Skyrim. So, well, Sleeping Dogs. Sleeping Dogs was the one that I finished of like all of those holiday games that I ended up getting before.
Yeah.
And that's it. I at least launched Skyrim for an hour.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Speaking of Skyrim, it's on sale this week on Xbox Live. 60% off.
Skyrim on Mac.
There is a massive sale on Xbox Live this week. Holy shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there.
There's the gold sale, which has Shadow Complex, Crysis 3, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Skyrim, Watch Dogs, Guacamelee, and Transformers Rise of the Darkspark. And then there's also a binge watch and play sale, which has Walking Dead 2 Season Pass, The Wolf Among Us Season Pass, NFL Blitz, Rayman Legends, Garden Warfare, Lego Star Wars Complete Saga, Star Trek, thank God. game's a piece of shit.
Oh.
Oh, at last it's on sale, so I can finally pick up that masterpiece.
For $5? I'd try it for $5. Fuck it. Why not? Ridge Racer Unbounded, Left 4 Dead, Spec Ops The Line, Mafia 2, Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, Forza Horizon. All the Dishonored DLC, Kyle's favorite game, Bioshock Infinite, has the season pass on sale. SoulCal 5, Sniper Elite 3, Far Cry 3, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, Plants vs. Zombies, Need for Speed Rivals, Ninja Turtles, whatever OOTS is, I don't remember, Out of Their Shells? Or
yes.
The newer one, no one cares about. Dead Island, Guardians of Middle-Earth, which was already free before, so who cares?
Well, some of us don't have all the free games.
Yeah.
And the thing that I was actually really bummed about is I found a 14-day live trial from work, and I can't download Dishonored.
No, because you can't do it with trials.
I know. It makes me sad.
Just fucking subscribe.
That costs money.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any money.
If you didn't buy so many Steam games, you would have that money.
I haven't bought any Steam games since I got a gift card.
If you didn't buy Diablo.
I didn't pay for that either, actually, because that was auction house. So, there you go.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Murdered Soul Spect and Lego Lord of the Rings are the other two on sale.
So that's what you get.
Well, your $20 for this week is sitting behind you, so you could always use that to buy some Xbox Live Gold and get Dishonored.
Gas. That's for gas. That's for my gas from my ass.
Yes, we know.
Yeah, I'm going to the state fair after this, so all of my money is going into, fried Oreos, fried Twinkies, whatever fried sugary thing I can get my hands on.
Fried batter dipped ice cream French fries.
Oh, God.
Yes.
No, you'd have to make it, all right.
With fudge on top fried, and a pickle.
Fried battered ice cream fries. So they're like sticks of ice cream.
There you go.
There you go.
But with a French fry in the middle.
No.
It's a French fry. It'll
make it too thick.
It's a French fry dipped into ice cream.
And then
dipped into batter. Fried and then dipped into fudge.
Yes.
Actually, in a related note, did you see that Denny's is doing some sort of like breakfast that was voted upon? It's like some sort of like cheesecake crepe with like fudge stuff. Like it's just like it's heart attack on a plate, and it's for diabetes awareness.
Oh my God.
I looked at it, I was just like, oh, prevent type 1 diabetes by just skipping that and going right to 2.
Yeah. It's like, we're going to make awareness of diabetes by
giving
putting
it
more
to
cases
you.
Of it out there.
Right, right. Dude, it's like ridiculous. I saw it this morning.
Is that almost like their, if they use their fried grilled cheese with mozzarella sticks on it as like heart awareness month?
Yeah, pretty much. Like heart
disease, yeah. Awareness.
Yeah, that would be the
since
exact
if you
same thing.
Eat one of those,
I will
you're
say this.
Probably being stretchered out of Denny's.
I don't know. I had one and it was fantastic.
Oh, I know, they're so good.
That was before I was vegan, and holy shit, that was great.
Doesn't it make you want to quit being a vegan to have one of those again?
No, because my shits afterwards were so bad.
Worth it?
No, was
as long
not,
as you don't visit here. Worth
was
it?
Was not worth it. It was not worth it. Because the problem is there was so much cheese that it took like a day and a half for it to actually like hit. And then once it did hit, it was just fucking absolute like torture. Like it was not worth it. Definitely not worth it.
And you lose your psychic powers as a vegan. So it just sucks all around.
The vegan police are real. I just want to let it be known.
Hey, I watched Scott Pilgrim. I know what's up.
The vegan police are real.
The Punisher comes to you.
It's true. It's true. And most of the time, the vegan police will invade your body and make sure that you have the worst shits imaginable.
Ooh.
Like, it is very, very real.
Oh, good thing I'm not vegan.
And you don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
But the times that we have some stuff where it's like, we didn't check the ingredients properly, or it like might be made in the same place that has stuff that may contaminate it slightly. Like if we ingest enough of it and it gives us problems, like we know, like it's awful. It's terrible.
Video games.
Yeah. Shits. We're talking about shits, Joe.
Speaking of shitty
video games.
Shits.
Yeah. What else is there to
Henry, dude, there
tell
was
us
like
more about
nothing
you.
That got announced.
Yeah, I know. There like jack shit has gone on this past week.
It's true.
Like the only thing to really talk about is that Metro comes out this week, but I haven't picked it up yet, so
Metro
Redux.
Oh,
Redux.
Metro Redux.
Yeah, Metro 2033. Yeah, no one gives a fuck.
I'm just saying.
Do you play Madden?
I haven't played a Madden since like,
The only thing I can tell you is that Madden is the exact same. Fans of Madden will say it's not the exact same game. I know for a fact it's the exact same game because I haven't played for 6 years. Every time like somebody at work will have, hey, let's have do a Madden tournament. I win. Even though I haven't played for 5 years.
Oh my God, do you play this all the time? I played it 6 years ago.
Yeah.
What?
Although I will say when the initial Wii Madden came out, I was digging it because, you know, the controls were kind of neat. It was, you know, it's the Wii, so there's some problems, but otherwise it's cool. But then everybody who liked Madden hated it because I just want to do the same thing over and over again. I don't want to have to learn new shit.
Yeah.
I just want my roster updates. Just like that's literally how they are.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a roster update, and that's
although
it.
I think I get a free 6 hour trial of the new Madden game.
Well, let me know how it is because I'm not going to buy it
if I play it.
Good, there you'll, is be, one you'll be too busy playing like, Diablo, right? Yeah.
On my Facebook feed, one of my favorite games is Tecmo Super Bowl because it's the greatest football game ever made.
True.
Well, apparently, I mean they do ROM hacks every year to put, you know, the latest roster
yeah.
And stuff. And now they're starting to sell carts of the ROM hacks for $50. So they have the latest one, the latest teams with the latest rosters, and then
nice. They
have a college football one where they have like 35 of the best college teams, and they put that on a cart. So even though it's a ROM hack, they're selling it for $50. I'm not biting, but it's, you know, I guess it's kind of cool that you can still get an NES cart with an updated Tecmo Super Bowl roster, I guess.
That is pretty neat. Hey, Chris, don't you like Tecmo Super Bowl? Do you want to tell us your favorite story about Tecmo Super Bowl?
It's not my favorite story, Joe.
Do you want to tell us our favorite story about you playing Tecmo Super Bowl?
For those of you who have not heard it before, this past MAGFest, the last day that we were kind of like hanging out there, myself and Jesus were playing Tecmo Bowl, a ROM version of it on the Wii in Joe's room. He kicked a field goal from the 50-yard line.
Because it was like, hey, fourth down, are you going
to
punt?
Fourth down, are you going to punt? And he's like, fuck that, I'm just going to kick a field goal. I'm like, you're like forever away from the fucking...
There's no way you're going to make it.
It's like, no way you're going to make it. And then just, boop, knocks it in. And I'm just like, and then from the 50? Like, seriously, from the fucking fit? And I just started like going off.
Yep. For a couple weeks, actually. Anytime it would
really
be mentioned.
Pissed. I was
from
really
the 50?
Because you have to understand how fucking far away that is. Like, not 50 yards away, from the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
Like,
once they hike it, there's 5 yards, and then there's an extra 10 yards for the end zone, so that's 65 yards.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
the best part is the fact that Pappy heard it down the hall.
Yeah. I was that pissed that he actually heard me from down the hall.
Yeah. Which is pretty fantastic, actually.
I was very, very mad.
From the 50?
Yeah, I was mad.
So good.
Well, you know, if it makes you feel any better, I can tell you my Punch-Out story. Joe knows that one, too.
Yes. Yours is immortalized in song.
Yes. It is in a Shale Riley song.
Well, technically, it's a Krakus song. It was just Shale's verse.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Don't steal my credit from that song.
I'm ready.
All right. Well, anyway, it is one of our get barbecues for the one-ups. And, you know, people broke out Punch-Out. Just the original Punch-Out with Mr. Dream. And so everybody's having troubles with it. So I'm just like, here, give it here. And it's... You know, it's been a decade, but, you know, I remember most of it, and I'm doing pretty well. And, you know, then I get to Mr. Dream, and it is, like, impossible. And, you know, maybe this is me making excuses, but there is a, like, slight 0.2-second delay on a Wiimote wireless controller than there is on a Nintendo controller. Yeah, I know, making excuses.
Well, no, with new games, there definitely is lag on new games.
I could not beat the fucking guy all morning, and everybody's watching, and it's just like this, like, air of disappointment is over everyone. And it's just like, God damn it.
You'll have that.
But yeah, keep in mind, nobody else in the room could get past Piston Honda's second form, which you can beat in one punch. So
he's skilled.
I got that in my defense. It doesn't get me very far, but...
Yeah,
I think it was Joe Cam's wedding party things. I do nothing but beat Punch-Out all day for people.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, during the wedding party, he just hung out in there, and he would just play it over and over. Like, see, I fucking told you I could beat it. And then he would do it again. It's like, see, I fucking told you I could beat it. And he would do it again.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I ruined your fucking wedding. I'm sorry.
His Punch-Out stats increased.
Yeah, I beat my first Punch-Out game like a couple weeks ago, and it was the one for the Wii, and I enjoyed it a lot, actually. Yeah.
Now, did you play through, is it the first round, and did you get to the second round where Glass Joe, like, covers his glass jaw, and then King Hippo covers his weak spots, so you have to, like, break off the manhole cover to beat him?
I didn't go that far. I just went through, like, getting the championship.
So you just beat the first round.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'll go back maybe I'll go back to it and try and beat those ones.
Yeah.
But
yeah, suck it up and stop being a bitch.
In the extra difficulty mode, you'll believe Glass Joe can kick your ass.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. But yeah, I mean, like, you know, I don't know. I like that game. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's fun.
True.
Joe, what are you playing?
I've been playing De Burbler.
I'm so happy.
Been playing lots of De Burbler.
I'm so proud
The first
of you,
time
Joe.
I got it on PC, I got to Act 3, and then I just stopped because I hate playing games on PC.
Uh-huh.
The second time I got it on Xbox 360, that you and I were supposed to play together, you cocksucker, I got to Act 3, and then I kind of gave up on it because I didn't have anybody to play with. And then I got it on the Xbox One. I'm on Act 5.
I'm so proud of you, Joe.
Act 5.
I'm so...
Level 65.
You're almost done.
Yeah, and I didn't need your fucking help, you piece of shit.
You're almost done.
Yeah, you piece of shit, yeah.
You're almost done,
yeah, Joe. You piece of shit. And I've been playing Pinball FX2 as well for the bone.
Da bone.
Da bone. And a little bit of the golf club, which... is like, fun, but I regret dropping $35 on it.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth $35.
It's fun, though.
If I had the money, I would go through and buy all the boards and beat your high score, Joe Kim. I could only do that up to a certain point, and then I'm like, I have no more money.
I wish I had more people to play with on Pinball FX for the X-Bone.
I mean, I have a few boards. I have up until the first Marvel one where they had Blade, Wolverine, and Spider-Man.
Yeah, but the scores don't carry between the two.
Ah, oh well.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. At least the tables carried over.
Yeah, I'm sure you're happy about that. Yeah. Those, because that's a lot of purchases.
That is a lot of purchases.
Yeah, although... I know you're such Sony fans, but thanks to Silent Hills, I'll probably have to go with a PlayStation 4 unless they announce it for multiple systems and I'll have to...
Well, there's been no word on what platforms it's coming out for. They just put that...
No word.
Although, you know, Kojima released it on... releases his Metal Gear Solid games on, you know, just PlayStation stuff, and then... I don't know. And then he produced Castlevania, which came out on both. So
well, yeah, but
who
the
knows?
The new
gonna go.
The metal what? The new Metal Gear is going to be on like everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Revengeance came out on both. Ground Zeroes.
I was just saying,
both.
Metal Gear Solid 4 was only on PlayStation 3. And yeah. I waited for some like, you know, like Metal Gear Solid 4 solipsistic or whatever, and it never came. So
right.
Well, Phantom Pain is coming to both systems, so...
Yep, you gotta get all those different box costumes in game so that you can like hop out of your box and make it look like a naked lady.
I'll honestly be surprised if Silent Hills doesn't come to both consoles.
I'll be very surprised as well.
And they've even at the end of the PT demo, it says that game... has no representation of the final game.
Right. Yeah.
So if Silent Hills isn't first person walking through a house repeatedly, I wouldn't be shocked.
Right. It could have just been a thing to build the
hype. I'll say this for Silent Hills. If you released it on Steam, the demo by itself for $5, it would rake in so many PC Game of the Year awards.
God, yeah. Dude, they'd make a fucking killing.
I can't believe the visuals on that.
Yeah.
Like that PT, the demo teaser, it looks insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
It's like, I don't have a PlayStation 4, so I can't do anything with the demo. So I found somebody playing through the demo where they're not talking like, oh my God, oh my God. And
that's half the fun. Know,
I play survival horror games for people because they're too scared to play it.
Yeah.
That's what I do for a good amount of my life.
You should come
and
visit.
You know, that was starting to freak me out. So, you know, they did a good job on the demo.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Nope.
Although I will say when you try watching a Twitch stream and the guy's playing it and he has like a full game party going on with three other people talking at the same time, like, oh man, that motherfucker's scary, yo. Hey, what are you doing after this? You want to play some Madden after this? No, man, let's play some fucking Call of Duty, bro. It's like that ruins the experience quite a bit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I was keeping all the racist words out of there.
Joe, I'm so proud of you this week.
Why? What, for playing Diablo?
Playing Diablo, showing restraint. It's great.
Well, our show is on a very large website in Bleeding Cool, so we can't have any of the Tim comments of when he would just randomly drop N-bombs for no reason.
Yeah.
People.
He's so white.
Or F-bombs, and I don't mean fuck, because we fucking love to fucking say fuck.
It's true.
Hell, fuck yeah, we do.
I'll even say cunt. What do you think of that? What? I said it on the show.
I like the word cunt.
I do.
I have that word in my vocabulary. I only use it on special occasions.
Well, yeah, because if you use it too much, then it...
Then you're British.
Yeah. Then you're British.
Yeah. And then you might as well be a character on Xenoblade going, "Oi, Shulk, I'm going to help you with this spell and shit."
Shulk, you cunt, what are you doing? Now I want an M-rated Xenoblade. Hey, you fucking twat. That's something that Americans don't say enough. Calling people twats.
Twats.
Or twats.
It's kind of weak sauce when it comes out of an American English voice.
You twat.
Hey, you twat. What are you doing, twat?
Well, no, it's the twat. Yeah. If you say twat, then that might still be fine. Even if you like if I were to say everything up until, if I said everything up until it's, that word like I normally would, but then actually said it like they say it,
listen,
it still
here,
might
you
work.
Fucking little twat.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like you're splashing them with water. Twat, 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 twat.
Twat, 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 twat.
It's like no effect whatsoever. And it's like but then the British say it, and it's like, wow, holy shit.
You twat.
It's nice that we have a section of this show dedicated to profanity.
Yeah, it's true.
yeah, it is. Video games, yeah, whatever. And
speaking of video games.
Name of this episode, Learn to Cuss with Henry Jones.
Right. So I've been playing some Diablo.
What kind of fucking games have you been fucking playing, you fucking twat?
I've been playing some Diablo. I played some Smash. There's actually this game on my phone that I've been playing called like Epic Skater. And it's basically, it kind of has like a semi swipe element, kind of how the Flick It controls are for skate, sort of. But it's one of those like see how far you can get kind of games without like falling or fucking up. Like Temple Run-esque kind of thing, but it's a side scrolling thing. And I don't know. It's
you
fun.
You are such a loser.
It is. It's fun. It's fun. It was.
You are such a loser.
And then I got Settlers of Catan on my iPad.
Nice.
And I've been playing that because I really like Settlers of Catan. And apparently, there's a PC version, and there's still that browser based one that I still haven't had a chance to like try out with anybody, which I'd really like to. That's something we could do, Joe.
Nah, no interest.
if you
had it for 360, maybe.
Do they make Settlers of Catan for 360?
I think it got pulled, but they did.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah,
I know it used to have Carcassonne. I don't have that anymore either.
I wonder if I could give you the Catan demo, like on a memory stick, and if you could buy it that way.
I don't know.
Or if it'll just show up that it's no longer available in the store.
No idea. I have no idea, Joe. But yeah, so I've been wanting to play Settlers of Catan more because it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I know it's a board game, but it's still a game. Well, technically, because I got it on my iPad, it's technically a video game at that point.
Video game.
I played that game once, but the thing is, I have a friend who like, let's have a board game night, and then he plays all the board games he knows and is good at, and then he explains the rules to everybody else, but he just wins anyway.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, that's what the thing I like about Catan is essentially you don't necessarily have to, Like, you play one game to understand it, and then by the second game, like, everybody already, like, is playing it well enough.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, you know, there is some skill involved, but it's not heavily skill-based. It's more like, you know, the diplomatic, like, I don't know, like, mindfuckery kind of game. If that's a thing. Mindfuckery.
Speaking of weird, different kind of games, a game just came out for the Xbox One last week that I'm interested in trying. If Ashley gets home, there would be four of us. It's called Fibbage, and it is like a trivia-style game where the controller, instead of using an actual Xbox controller, you use your phone, laptop, tablet, whatever, and you connect to the game through a website.
Okay.
And it's from the makers of You Don't Know Jack.
Oh, okay.
Hosted by Cookie Masterson.
It's hosted by him?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
And they'll ask you questions, and the point is to obviously get as many points as you can.
Yeah.
And you can do that either by entering the correct answers or entering fibs and convincing other people that your answer is correct.
Huh.
Yeah. And there's no single player element, so I pretty much just got it for when we have company over.
Huh.
So I have not tried it myself, and I can't give any more of a description than that.
Well, it seems like you described it pretty well.
Yeah, and it could go from 2 to 8 players.
That seems neat.
Which is pretty jazzy.
And that's only on the one?
Yeah. Well, it's on PC as well, I think.
Is it on PC?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I believe so.
Hmm.
I believe.
Hmm.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So what are we doing for music?
I have no idea. Henry, is there anything that you would like to hear?
Do we have emails?
I don't think so.
Actually, before we get ahead of ourselves, do we have emails?
Okay. I did not send you anything.
No. No emails.
Okay, then
no one loves
music
us.
It is.
So, fuck you, Zach. I thought you were going to email.
Do you know anybody that did, like, Smash stuff?
Smash Brothers music?
Yeah.
Well, considering Smash Brothers music is from other games...
No, I mean, like the theme.
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Like the...
That's a Nobuo Uematsu theme.
Shut up, Chris. So, Henry, do you have any kind of remix band or something that
okay.
you would, like,
heard? I do have one that came off the top of my head. It has nothing to do with what we've talked about, but it's like... DJ Shadow did a remix to an Uncharted game. It's like Uncharted. It's like an Uncharted Mega Mix for. It was on the first soundtrack to the Uncharted soundtrack. So, yeah, DJ Shadow actually did a video game remix. I have the MP3. I could send it to you when I get home.
Yeah, I'll need
it. That'll probably be late tonight, though.
That's fine. We could do that. Also, we'll do that and we'll do a hodgepodge of some other stuff.
I'll look for some Smash stuff to shut you the fuck up so you'll stop doing your shway shway style of singing on the show.
I can't help it.
Yes, you can.
But we'll do that and...
So DJ Shadow, Smash Brothers, and whatever else.
Yeah.
And maybe something from the band The Smash Brothers. How about that?
That works. That works. That makes sense.
Because they're... Smash Brothers. I miss the Smash Brothers. Oh my god, I wish they would come back together. Aleshon, Vert, Prozax, MIDI, Norg.
There is something that I wanted to mention before we send off. It is music related, so that's why it's at the end. There's a Kickstarter that's going on right now. That's pretty much like a they're doing like a documentary for video game music. I think it's like what the hell's the name of it? I know there's a bunch of people that are already involved. I saw the Kickstarter video this morning. I think it's like the Players something players.
You were so prepared with this.
I figured you would know what it is.
I don't know everything, Chris.
Well, it's video game music related, so I figured you would know. Like, give me 1 second. I will find it. Video.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Documentary.
Let's talk about all the good things that
a player. The player's score. That's the name of it.
Okay.
This is the Kickstarter for it. There's a bunch of people that we know that are friends of the podcast that are going to be involved with this. And there's some really cool perks in it too, like Jake Kaufman is going to be a part
of it.
Jake Kaufman is a perk. Right now the cast includes Austin Wintory, Jake Kaufman, The Megas, Starbomb, Urizen, is it? Arisen?
Viking Guitar,
Nate Eric Horsfall. Peabody, Nate Horsfall, A Rival, Thousand Needles, Slime Girls, Crash Faster, bunch of stuff. Bunch of people. Derry Baranowski is in there. If they reach their goal, they're trying to get them a part of it. But yeah, they got some stretch goals.
Oh, was Danimal on that list?
Yep. Go down. Yeah, he's in there. And then they're trying to get Eagle Raptor to narrate it. So, but yeah, this I really like. There's this is like their working prototype, but it's a little like joystick, but it's actually a flash drive that contains like an HD copy of the movie.
Nice.
Which I thought was kind of neat.
Yeah, leave that window up. I'll have to check that out. And it's called The Player Score, a Video Game Music Documentary. What is their goal?
They're trying to hit 24,000.
And they're at 2,600 with 45 days
to go. So I think it's still trying to like gain some ground, but I think it's definitely like doable.
Yeah.
I think, what is it? Like $10. Like $20. You receive early access to an HD download or stream of the finished film before it's released. Get special video updates of the film's progress and have your name in the credits of the film. Like that's like the lowest that I feel like it is worth it, because even just like pledging for 10 is like you'll get your name in the credits, but you don't get an actual copy of the film. So I feel like the lowest one that's worth looking at is just $20, which still like $20 isn't too bad.
Yeah.
So considering like. I'm sure because it's a documentary, I'm sure it's going to be at least like what? You figure like maybe like 2 hours long, roughly.
An hour and a half, maybe.
Maybe something like that. So I feel like $20 is worth that in my eyes.
How we were right at the end of the show and then you just went on for another 5 minutes.
Well, I wanted to toss this in with the music stuff because it's music related. Mm. So
then you should have said that before. Hey, what kind of music are we playing this week? Oh, wait. Before we talk about this week's music.
I forgot.
So it wasn't that important to you.
I forgot.
You son of a bitch. DJ Shadow, Smash Brothers, The Smash Brothers.
Yes.
And how about some final words from Mr. Henry Jones?
See you later, twats.
Oh, but wait, there's more. Yes, there is indeed more. Remember this? Remember me, Eddie? I killed your brother!
keep smiling, asshole. I'll see you soon.